Current law requires all drivers to have insurance, but the minimum is so-called 15-30-10, $15,000 for injury to any one person, $30,000 for multiple injuries at the same accident, and $10,000 for property damage, whether to someone else's vehicle or maybe just a city-owned traffic pole. The measure crafted by Representative Ethan Orr would boost that minimum to 25-50-20. Orr said the last time the figure was hiked was in 1972, when medical costs were lower and cars cost a lot less.
Right now, I don't believe that the 15-30 is adequate insurance, but we're telling people it is adequate insurance. So by raising it, I think we give them the true level of security and safety they deserve.
But David Childers, who represents several insurance companies, said the change would result in higher premiums for the perhaps 1 in 5 motorists who buy only minimum coverage.
These are probably the most economically challenged of our citizens. They're probably not buying 15-30 if they have a $1 million house. They're probably buying 15-30 because that's all they can afford to buy.
And Childers said even an increase of just $80 a year might be enough to result in some of those drivers deciding not to buy insurance at all, a move he said would force up rates that other motorists pay to protect themselves against uninsured motorists. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.